Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
And it's a joy to be with you today. I trust you're having a Jesus-filled day. You know, as believers, we are called to be witnesses. In fact, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That means wherever I go, I take Jesus with me. We're hearing a lot about marketplace ministry, entrepreneurship, and how God is putting people out in the business world to be a light. We have with us today from Anika Ministries International, all the way from Washington State, Anika Daly. It's good to have you with us, Anika.
Thank you so very much.
What is marketplace ministry and entrepreneurship?
Well, how I gained insight was that I owned a business myself, which was a marketplace ministry for 33 years. So I'm going to give you two to three definitions on what an entrepreneur leader is.
A leader, an entrepreneur leader. And what I loved about your story is you don't have to have a degree. You don't have to have all your dots in a row. God can equip anyone that he calls to do this. Amen.
Absolutely correct. Okay. Entrepreneurs starts or purchases a business to make a profit. That's a modern version. Okay. In ancient times, an entrepreneur is someone who undertakes some responsibility and pursues a goal with self-motivation. The undertaker was someone authorized by a higher power who took on the task or project from inception to completion. This has nothing to do with a funeral director, but an accomplisher.
Amen. Let's talk about the marketplace minister.
Okay, this is someone who owns a business, who works in one, who seizes opportunities to witness Christ by word or deeds. They must use wisdom and discernment on when and how to whom they speak to. I'll tell you a little story that happened to me. Once I hired an employee, and because she wasn't able to complete the tasks I had hired her for, I had to fire her. She wanted to get unemployment, and she said on the form that I was forcing my religion on her and the other employees. I was brought before a hearing, and I brought one of my managers with me as a witness. I did not discuss my religion with her or imply that she would have to accept my beliefs. I did play Christian music, though. That might have offended her, but yet I had every right to do that.
It was your business.
I was the owner of the business.
Yeah.
At the end of the hearing, I was exonerated, and I did win the case pertaining to her unemployment. Nowadays, you have to use discretion. Because we are held liable in so many cases.
I know I used to work at a job, and because I was working under a boss, I could not on company time talk about the Lord. I had to honor that, but God gave me other ways. When we come back, I want to know, what do you feel is the greatest business principle you have learned while being in business? We'll be right back.
That much to give, or so it seemed. Just a farm kid from the country, all I thought I'd ever be. But he saved me and he spoke to me to share the gospel truth. And I wonder why he chose me. There's so little I can do. There's so many stories throughout the Bible that I read. His purpose is fulfilled by the simplest of things. If he can use some rugged wood and those three old rusty nails, if he can use the fallen walls inside a pagan Roman jail, if he can use a storm-tossed fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee, he can use a simple search and wounded hurting broken man like me. When I was lost, I sold my old, reaped more than a few. But since God reached out to me, I've learned a thing or two. It's not the tools he uses, it's the power in his touch. I remind myself when I start thinking I'm not all that much. If he can use some rugged wood and those three old rusty nails, if he can use the fallen walls inside a pagan Roman jail, if he can use a storm-tossed fishing boat on the Sea of Galilee, he can use a simple search and wounded hurting broken man like me. Oh, I'm not the greatest man, but I don't have to be. If he can use some rugged wood and those three old rusty nails, if he can use the fallen walls inside a pagan Roman jail, if he can use a storm-tossed fishing on the Sea of Galilee, he can use a simple search and wounded hurting broken man like me. Oh Lord, a broken man like me. Yes, he can.
If life has you in a press, you're just one decision away from forging a victory.
We are never powerless. It may feel like all chips are stacked against us, or the doctor's report is horrible, doesn't seem like things are going to go right, or your marriage may look like it's on its last leg and you can't do anything to change your spouse. Everything is stacked up against that, and you may feel powerless, but you never are.
The Power of Choice with Amanda Cain and Tim Colasino. Our love gift to you in the month of August when you stand with He's Alive with a gift of $15 or more. Write to us, He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536, or give online at he'salive.net. The Power of Choice. Victory. It's up to you.
Annika, what do you feel is the greatest business principle you have learned while being in business?
The Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians, "For though you have 10,000 mentors in Christ, yet not many fathers."
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, fools and failures have one thing in common, no mentors.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I believe my life needed 100,000 mentors.
Yeah.
How did I seek mentors? Wow, did I seek mentors.
Uh-huh. When you started your business, what did you do if you didn't have the answers?
Well, you know, the one thing I did was when my customers would come into my shop and mm-hmm. ask me a question that I didn't know, I would say, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I just told them the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, what happened then is I gained their trust because,
okay.
you see, I wasn't going to give them false information.
Uh-huh.
But I would say to them, mm-hmm. I am sure the customer who is coming in may know the answer, or I will look it up in a book.
Mm-hmm.
My customers became my greatest resource. The vendors that came in taught me about the products. My vet taught me how to care for the pets that I carried.
So you had a pet business?
Absolutely. Uh-huh. A pet store. I'm uh-huh. sorry I didn't uh-huh. tell you that.
Uh-huh.
A pet store for 33 years.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I carried all kinds of pets,
uh-huh.
Puppies and fish and products and dog food. You named it, I carried it. Uh-huh. And I even carried a few snakes.
You the woman.
You the woman. Yes, I did. I got a bookkeeper that taught me about keeping the books correct. You see, there are mentors that you may have forgotten in your life, but looking back, they added to your knowledge. I was educated by many. I took a lot of courses.
Mm-hmm.
Many businesses failed all around me because of two things. Lack of mentors.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And the second was they didn't have enough capital to begin with or sustain them for a period of time. It takes time to build a business and to be able to take a salary. Remember, fools and failures, they don't have enough mentors. I would have to say that I actually did see many businesses all around me go out of business. And it was amazing. It was only by God's grace that my business sustained through all those years.
How did you prepare, Annika, to start a business? Because I know there are people out there listening right now, and I know we live in a tough economy, and there's a lot of things that may seem to be against it. But how do you prepare to get started in a business?
Well, one of the things, I would call it a SWOT assessment. That is SWOT.
Now, this is going to be an acrostic, starting with S. What does S stand for?
S stands for strengths.
Mm-hmm.
W stands for weaknesses. O stands for opportunity. T stands for threats.
Okay.
You have to look at your strengths, also your weaknesses, the opportunities that your business will give you, and the threats that may come along to sabotage your business. The two reasons why most businesses fail is lack of knowledge and lack of capital to keep them going through the first year.
Okay, okay. There may be threats that come along as well to sabotage.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I had a pet store, and there were big chains
mm-hmm.
that could offer products at a lower price. And so what I had to do was I had to be innovative,
mm-hmm.
and I had to be as competitive as possible. But the one thing that I did have was knowledge,
mm-hmm.
so that people came in as the business grew, that we could answer the questions that they had.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes big box stores have employees, lots of employees, but that really actually don't know anything.
Mm-hmm. Now, once again, tell us the two reasons why most businesses fail.
Well, we can't go into business with faith alone.
Okay.
You have to have the facts also.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to assess everything to be able to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a guiding scripture during this time?
Yeah, I certainly did. 1 Corinthians 1:27, the foolish things confound the wise. I was a foolish thing that realized I needed mentors and I needed to constantly assess and evaluate everything. So I used the SWOT, S-W-O-T-E, assessment all through my business.
And let's, very quickly, let's review that because I thought that was so good. People need to hear that. S stands for strength, W stands for weakness, O stands for opportunity, T stands for threats. You have to look at your strength, also your weaknesses.
Absolutely. And one thing that I did learn as an owner too, in the very beginning, is that I did not know everything.
Uh-huh.
I had to hire people that had strengths
uh-huh.
that I didn't have. And that made it a powerful team.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Always hire your weaknesses, what you're weak at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I even know in ministry as a pastor, if I were to get, let's say I need an assistant pastor, associate pastor, if I would get someone identical to me, then I would become unnecessary. I have to get someone by my side that can do things, know things that I can't accomplish. And that, it's just a little bit of humility as well.
Absolutely. I do think that when God calls you to a position, I think that one thing you have to remember, He knows all your lacks.
Mm-hmm.
He knows all your strengths. He knows all your weaknesses. And yet, when you have the call to be an entrepreneur, then I say, go ahead
mm-hmm.
and go and answer that call. Keep in mind, in my business, I knew nothing, and yet He called me. And that verse, 1 Corinthians 1:27. He used the foolish things to confound the wise. Did people think I was going to succeed? No, they didn't. Because I did not have a degree. I did not have an education in the business that I was going into. But I'll tell you what, God knew, and He said to me, you have all that you need, and I have placed that within you, and that was the love of people. And I have to say, that was my greatest strength, and I thank the Lord for it.
Amen. We'll be right back to pray.
Afraid to love something that could break. Could I move on if you were torn away? And I'm so close to what I can't control. I can't give you half my heart and pray He makes you whole. You're gonna have all of me. You're gonna have all of me, 'cause you're worth every falling tear. You're worth facing any fear. You're gonna know all my love, even if it's not enough, enough to mend our broken hearts. But giving you all of me is where I'll start. Sadness steal you from my arms. I won't let pain keep you from my heart. I'll trade the fear of all that I could lose for every moment I'll share with you. You're gonna have all of me. You're gonna have not enough.
You're worth facing any fear. You're gonna know all my love, even if it's not enough. Enough to mend our broken hearts. But giving you all of me is where I'll start. You're gonna have all of me, 'cause you're worth every falling tear. You're worth facing any fear. You're gonna know all my love, even if it's not enough. Enough to mend our broken hearts. But giving you all of me is where I'll start.
Annika, I want you to pray for businessmen and women. There are some that are struggling today. They need answers. And I just had a word of knowledge. There's someone that's been contemplating selling. And I just see that. And it's like a bitter thing to you. It feels like a failure to you. And the Lord says, I have a new season for you. I have a new season for you. My grace is sufficient for you at this time. Yes, I'm leading and guiding you and directing you. There's someone else. You've made a lot of foolish business decisions and you've lost a lot. And it's even put your marriage in peril. And the Lord right now wants to visit you, wants to breathe new life into your heart and show you a more excellent way in Jesus' name. Annika, pray for businesses right now and business people and those that are going into business.
Father in heaven, I do pray for those that are contemplating going into business, but also those that are in business right now. I really pray, Father, that you would give them wisdom and discernment. I pray, oh Father, that they would finish. Mm-hmm. You know, the greatest thing that I learned was that I needed to finish. And so I pray for whatever God has called you to is to be able to finish, so that you'll know that you'll have done everything to sustain that business that you possibly can. And I pray, God, a covering over these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
I pray a hedge of protection
yes.
over these businesses.
Yes, Lord.
I pray, oh God, if someone needs a mentor, that you would put a mentor in their front door, Father. I pray, oh God, that they would get the education that
mm-hmm.
they need.
Yes.
That they would become knowledgeable about what they do, and that you would give them people, surround them with employees that can help them. I pray, Father, that success is from your power, Father. Success
mm-hmm.
is from you, God. And so I pray over these businesses that they would be successful in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Annika. It's been a joy.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.